After 2 years of study, architects and local leaders showed drawings and even an animated tour of what they would like Robinson to eventually look like.
This is a picture of the proposed performance hall, and as you can see, we have new finishes throughout.
The $68 million project would make major improvements to the historic building, which was completed in 1939. Gretchen Hall is president and CEO of the Little Rock Convention and Visitors Bureau and says the renovations would greatly expand its viability.
Currently, the performance hall has less than desirable acoustics. It also is a very large, cavernous feel to it, so there's really no intimacy. There's no opportunity to really bring, from a symphony standpoint, bring the symphony out into the audience and really get the audience engaged in some of those productions. There are also seats that are very far from the stage, creating poor sight lines and a less than desirable amenity for our patrons.
The project would lower the stage, improving those issues. It would also expand the backstage and loading area. Hall says the renovations would allow runs of Broadway plays that are not possible today.
The reason we can't host those is because of our wing space capacity, our loading issues, and our storage capacity. The negotiations that are currently in place include a minimum of 2 week runs for shows like Phantom of the Opera and Lion King. We can't currently host those shows, and we've never been able to host them in the past.
The project would also include making the building ADA compliant with street level entrances, as well as the existing ones at the top of the steps out front. The renovations also include building a two-story conference center on the top of the structure facing the Arkansas River. Francel Lim with Enid Architects showed drawings of what that would look like.
Lifted up out of the basement and really put on the north side to take advantage of the river views. But not only to take advantage of the river views, but also to create a new face for the Robinson. It creates a real facade to the river for people coming over from the north.
It's hoped the project can be funded with an existing 2% tourism tax, which is set to expire. The city board is to consider next week whether to allow voters to consider the proposal. If approved, much of the work to Robinson Center Music Hall would be done at the same time as construction of a new Broadway bridge. Michael Heplin, KUAR News.